You are now listening to Cinema Cabinet with your hosts, Ted Evans and Wayne Burfine.
My name is Ted Evans, and with me, as usual, is my co-host, Wayne Burfine.
Hi, everybody, it's Wayne Burfine.
And Wayne, Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We just saw Looper.
That was so good!
It was a really good movie.
I think Eric Allen was not wrong to say that it was one of his new favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was
very good.
Spadino said he also loved that movie.
Oh, that was Spadino too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So good.
It's just it was a classic cinema film.
Yeah, it was good. We'll do a whole episode about that
yes.
in the very near future, because we have a very special guest here who was unable to join us because he was very busy. Please welcome to our podcast, Andrew Carpenter.
Andrew Carpenter.
Hi, thank you guys. I was very busy today. That's why I couldn't come to see the movie with you.
I know. We understand.
We explained that.
Sleeping.
We had more fun without you.
He has a cat, so sweeping is like a weekend deal.
Yeah.
Sleeping or sweeping?
Both.
Oh.
Sweeping and sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you said sweeping.
Well, no,
you said sleeping.
I did, yeah. Well,
God damn it, Andrew Carpenter.
I typically don't wake up till 7 or 8 o'clock at night anyway. I'm a night owl.
Yeah, he fucking texted me towards the end of the movie, and he was just like, hey, I'll be at your place.
I just woke up. I woke up early for this shit. 4 o'clock.
I had to set my alarm. For 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Good Christ.
Hey, Jesus. I live a little different lifestyle than you guys, okay? I don't need to be abused about it.
It's not really living as much as like slowly killing yourself.
Well, probably, but
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Cocaine, I love cocaine. I got a new joke about that, which I'll be doing tonight. I'm excited.
Yay!
Thank you.
He's a comic, everybody. Andrew.
Yay!
Andrew Michael Carpenter. You can find him on Facebook.
You can.
He tells jokes and...
Andrew, do you have a fan page?
I don't have a fan page yet because I don't have any. You know why, though? Because I figured out, and it took me a while to get to this point, but I figured out that I don't have any fans. So, you know, I think when
victims.
I get one.
You have victims.
I take hostages.
I'll make them love
At
me.
At least that's what my therapist says.
You will love me.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I feel sorry for him. We can't leave him alone, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Well, so. Andrew, you have a vast knowledge of film and cinema, correct?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, I like off-the-grid, dark, weird shit.
Why don't you rattle off a couple of your favorite films?
I just watched the other night, which is a very old one, and it's kind of dark, and I haven't seen it for a long time, Midnight Cowboy,
that's
yeah.
with John Boyd, right?
Yeah, and
Dustin Hoffman.
Plays Ratso. Rizzo!
That's the famous line that has now entered our vernacular. Hey, I'm walking here!
Exactly. I'm walking here!
Midnight Cowboy is the only X-rated movie to win an Oscar.
Yes, that's
it's
right.
It's pretty dark for that time when it came
out. Well,
not
to mention they got rid of the X-rating.
Yeah.
Soon after.
Oh, Dustin Hoffman taking it in the ass is so nice, right?
It was weird when the point where
I've never seen
where Voight was like, where he goes, oh, well, boy, you know what you gotta do. And that's his first, you know, homosexual experience for money.
Yeah.
And it was just like that whole scene was rough because it was like he knew. He was like, I'm switching.
Right, right.
This is how I gotta make a living in this city now. So, yeah, it's pretty dark flick. But I was out of my mind, so it was interesting.
Out of your mind?
Yeah.
What were you on? Shrooms?
I was
acid,
on
PCP.
Everything. Just whatever.
Cocktail?
Whatever was around.
Okay, nice. This might appeal to you. December 4th and 6th, they're playing two Quentin Tarantino movies at Southdale.
Which ones?
Reservoir Dogs.
Nice.
On the 6th.
On the fourth.
On the
sixth, they're playing Pulp Fiction.
On the sixth.
Sweet!
So I'm thinking about going to both of them. It's a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Yeah.
And like, that fucking sounds like a wonderful Tuesday and a Thursday.
Yeah,
like,
line. Totally.
It will be a line.
Oh, there'll be a huge line. Are you kidding?
I haven't seen, I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs in a while. So that would be very cool.
I just watched the opening scene of that. I was over at Phil and Bashara and Sam Gordon's place.
Yeah.
And we were just like looking through stuff. They're like, oh, we want to hear the opening monologue from Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
So we popped it on.
Not tipping and shit.
No. Before that, the whole Madonna like a virgin explanation
by
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When he just goes off about, like, it's about dicks. It's about this guy with a huge dick.
Yeah.
That's what that song is about.
He likes cocaine.
It changed. You know, the thing that, I mean, just go on that tangent. The thing that Tarantino changed for me personally is the way that like you look at things. Like when I hear music now, it's more fun to hear the lyrics to try to like decipher
right, the
what's going
change,
on.
Change it
like
up
Cyndi Lauper, Shebop. You're like, oh, she's dancing. No, she's masturbating.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like prior to that, to be perfectly honest, when I listen to a song, I listen to it for like whatever kind of tune, kind of
typically
caught, like,
yeah,
fancy.
Yeah. Whatever.
I didn't care
your brain.
What the lyrics were about.
Right.
But now it's like so much more fun to be like. Oh, the song, I played a song after the round table that we did that just got fucking deleted, but,
thank you. Just kidding. Andrew Sawhawk's gonna be on this show. Later, so.
After the round table, I was like, guys, you had to hear this song. It's all about this crack whore. And it's like this, like, slow, like, acoustic guitar, like, very soft, and it's called the A-Team, and the whole song is about, like, this girl who's like, she goes mad for a couple grams on a pipe. She flies to the motherland.
Really?
But I haven't. Fucking, it's.
Who sings this song?
Ah, fuck. Ed Sheeran, I think is his name. He's this British guy.
I've never heard what that means. I've never heard it.
He's this British guy. Hmm. It's, but I played it for him, and I wanted them to listen to the lyrics, and they're just like, this is pussy shit. What, is this
I
how you did, girls?
I listen to the lyrics.
And I'm like, no, you had to hear the lyrics. He's basically talking about this girl who's just like,
right.
She was an A, like, she was. This gorgeous girl, everyone said she was on the A team, and now she's this crack whore, and she's just nothing. Like, and I'm just like, this is awesome. This is playing on radio.
People,
like, kids are listening to
this.
They're
singing along to it.
Yes, they're singing.
Kids in garages, like, and then this part here, you'll come over and grind against my leg.
Yeah, and no one has any idea that that's what this song is about.
That's such a great skill, though, is to write and not be obviously so. Out there, you know, like be able to write something that's not so absolute.
Writing with metaphor.
Well, I think the second part of the chorus is in a pipe, she flies to the motherland and sells herself to another man.
Yeah.
It's like flat out says it, but it's so soft how he sings it. No one writes about the lyrics. They're always just like, I just love the way he sings.
Sure.
The way his voice flutters.
Because most, especially music critics are fucking idiots.
But that's Tarantino's
brick,
fault.
Where you're like,
right.
It's all about getting up early
it's
for
an
abortion.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. And people are just singing along.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like a top 40 song, you know. It's like, oh, I love that Bedford. It's fine.
There's histories of songs doing that from time to time, you know. Like, if you put a catchy beat to anything, people will listen to it. You can you can preach, like, white.
Well, listen to Kanye West, huh? I mean, he's got great beats, and that motherfucker raps about hating everybody.
Speaking of Kanye West, we were at the movie theater today, and we saw there was a kid who had the white shades.
Oh, he looked like Tiny Tempa.
Lenses in them.
No, black kid,
today,
white
in
frames.
Yes, just white frames.
That wouldn't surprise me.
No lenses at all.
And the mom's just like, cool with it. And then there was the girl that was working
the
counter. The
cashier lady, same goddamn thing.
So that must be like a new thing.
I think it's white face for the people who wear glasses. It's
the minute you go to the mall.
My people have been oppressed for years.
The minute you go to the mall to pick up fashion tips is the minute you should fucking swallow a shotgun.
Right, but this is the movie theater, and then those guys
This is in the movie theater.
Then they got in line, and they acted like they'd never ever been in a line for a concession stand ever in their lives. The kid goes, I want an icy, and then walks away, and they're like, they don't have red. And he goes, well, psh, I don't know. It's right there. Look, asshole. What is your shit?
You pick what kind of icy.
Maybe if you had real glasses, you could see.
Oh,
that it's,
man.
It's white cherry or blueberry cherry razzmatazz.
I think that's probably why I haven't been to the movies in a long time.
Well, see,
I told Ted, I'm like, I'm going to get some popcorn. And I'm like, 1 second later, I'm already behind him. And he's like, well, it's like, I'm not going to deal with that family.
Yeah. He was definitely like, he
it
was.
Kept you away from popcorn.
I was about to start swinging. First of all, the kid defended me. And then he was mentally challenged, but not mentally challenged. And I need to thin the herd.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Andrew, what are some movies that like made an imprint on your life that like definitely like changed the way you thought or looked at things? Or
one
like
of
that?
The movies, actually, when I was, I think it was a senior in high school, one of the movies that that I just could not get enough of was Goodfellas.
Ooh.
And I don't, it didn't necessarily change my life. I didn't go into the mob or anything.
Right.
But it was fucking just mesmerizing that, because it was right when it came out. I I think.
And such a surprise that it didn't win the Academy Award for Best Film.
Yeah, which really was, yeah, strange.
Just
but,
really weird. But, or Best Director, at least.
Great cast in that movie.
Yeah, the cast was amazing, movie. And it was just, I really, that was one of the movies I really just, God, I was just like, well, this is blowing, it's blowing my mind.
Right, how many times did you watch that movie just to get that, what am I, a clown? I'm making you laugh? What are you talking about? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh my God. I'm talking about another thing that made an imprint on society. Like,
yeah. The
thing that really blows my mind is when we were watching Looper, there were certain scenes that I was just like, oh, this reminds me of The Matrix.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever you're watching a movie and you say, like, this reminds me of that,
yep.
That's a sign that movie is definitely imprinted itself. Yeah. And that's the thing about The Matrix, like, to talk about it, like, I guess you could call it a modern-day classic, so to speak. Like, the thing about The Matrix that changed the way things went
was... Well, there's spoofs.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking weirdos who were like, whoa, that could actually be true.
Yeah. Well, no, not so much that, but, like, the way they used the CGI, the technology, they created...
Yeah.
A new technology so they can do that whole spin around thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
A bunch of cameras.
Yeah. And now all the fashion people do that.
Yeah, that's right.
For all those fights. They had the most amazing fight scenes ever anywhere. Period. Yeah.
It was just groundbreaking. Insane.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing is, when you talk about cinema, there's people that want to make their mark because of good writing. There's people that want to make their mark because of, like, good editing, special effects, good story,
right.
Whatever reasons. And for whatever reason, certain movies have those things.
Yeah.
Matrix, I mean, the story was great, the first one.
Yeah.
The overall trilogy kind of got watered down the impact of the first movie.
Yeah.
Even though they built a highway for the last one.
Oh, my God. They literally built a highway. I remember watching that.
Yeah.
That was insane. But, I mean, the fact that they watered it down saddens me a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But what they did with the technology is the lasting impact from those movies.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, another kind of... when I was really young, I remember staying in the theater when Tron came out.
Right? Oh, my God.
And when I first saw Tron, I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. I was a little dude.
This is the future of computers.
Right? And I stayed for the next, the next showing. I didn't leave, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how crazy I was about that movie at that time.
Tron was groundbreaking.
Well, yeah. I forgot I saw that in the theater, too.
We're
very close to the same age.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it was like, you know, when it came out in theater, everybody was kind of like, what the fuck? You know, because there isn't, at that time, there wasn't really, I mean, well, I don't know if Star Wars was even, Star Wars.
You know what the most memorable thing about Tron?
But it was just because it was far more computer graphic.
This was all about, like, yeah, exactly, being in a computer game.
Yeah.
And gaming then, you know, was really huge.
Oh, arcades were huge, yeah.
That was,
the biggest thing, and I'm sorry to say this, but the biggest thing that impacted me about Tron was the opening logo of Mickey Mouse, because they had the lasers that came and created the Mickey Mouse.
Right.
And I just remember being like, oh my God!
Yeah.
It's this 3D, like, thing! And
it's
just, like,
weird, blew right?
blew my fucking mind.
Right.
Especially when you're younger, you know? I mean, those are those movies that just stick with you, you know?
Like, well, yeah, yeah. Because you're absorbing way more.
Oh, yeah.
Because today, we were texting, and I'm like, I need to see this movie again without anybody, because...
Yeah, being
well, yeah, just paying attention to when you're younger. So
well,
you absorb it so much.
Oh,
here's what I did yesterday. Finally, I bought Big Trouble in Little China on Blu-ray.
Oh my God, they have it on Netflix.
I know, but it was $5. I know, I'm like, in Blu-ray on a high def. We're gonna watch this all the time ever.
You like that movie? Like that?
That's the first movie that I watched. Like a week, I went every day to go watch.
Really?
It was just one of those like, it's just some fucking idiot in a truck. Waiter, what are these ninja dudes and oh my God! Like, you know, just that twist of
now. Whoa. If I was younger and somebody would have had that movie and said, "Hey, let's sit down to watch," I would have done it, but I never was exposed to that movie at all. In fact, I heard it was a shitty movie.
No, it's schlocky.
Yeah, it's schlocky.
It's not shitty.
Yeah, no, it's got amazing quotes in there. Different. Dude, talk to Chris Maddock about that movie. He quotes that all the fucking time.
Yeah,
it's a good schlocky Kurt Russell.
Escape
from New York was another one.
It's like Escape from Chinatown, but with special effects.
Sweet.
What was your... Okay, I think you just touched on it, but that was the first movie that you, like, literally just went repeatedly to go
see.
That
was the very first time. I need to see this.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't enough just to watch it once. Right. You had to watch it again. What was your first movie for that? Was that Tron?
It was probably Tron, but then if you go into the horror genre...
Right.
Children of the Corn.
Ooh.
Oh, right. Malachi.
And I had that... because
where the fear of gingers come from.
At the time, we would tape movies off of HBO.
Yeah.
Because you could do that with the VCR, you know, whatever. And we had that one, and we had Cujo. Those were two, like, really watch them over and over, even though I was, like, you know, I knew it was going to go on, but
this might be a window into, like, my personality, but, like, my first movie for that, like, that I watched just over and over. We rented it so many times.
Oh, yeah.
That one day my parents actually showed up, and I sent them to rent the movie. They showed up with it, and they're like, we bought it. And I'm like, you bought it? And they're like, yeah, we've rented it so many times, we've paid for the movie twice.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, here what it was is. It? Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah.
The second one.
Oh, I never got into the Ninja Turtles.
No.
I didn't get into the movies at all, because I was into the comic books, and I didn't want to ruin it. I didn't want to ruin it.
You would ruin it a few, yeah. But the second movie, I'll tell you what it was. It was everything about it. It was April was gorgeous, because like... April in the first movie.
Do they like pizza or something?
They love pizza. Borderlands makes a reference to
it. It's like Garfield and lasagna.
I can still remember every scene from that movie. There's a pizza delivery kid. He goes into this place to deliver a pizza, and he sees these guys robbing this like strip mall, and he's like, "Hey, knock it off!" And then like eight more guys come out from behind of nowhere, and he's like, "Oh, this was a mistake." But, like, he's all ready to fight him, but he's scared. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, four turtles behind him.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what? And they jump over his head, and in midair, they stop it, freeze frame in midair. It says, Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze. The ooze drips down over the whole screen. They land and start fighting everybody.
See?
Stick him in a garbage can, head first. So he's kicking, his legs are out, while they're fighting everybody. Oh, and you're just like, go ninja, go!
Vanilla Ice is in that movie. I would have loved to
have been in there when they pitched that idea. The Hollywood execs going, here's what I've envisioned. I envision the turtles are ninjas. Okay, no,
because of radioactive ooze.
Right, because of the weird ooze stuff.
Ninja Turtles actually came from Kevin Eastman, and I can't remember the other guy's name, but Kevin Eastman and the other guy, one of them, as a joke, like,
there you go,
drew these turtles in ninja outfits, and he's just like, Ninja Turtles. And
then that's how that shit fucking
happened.
And then
they laughed and joked and pitched stuff, and they created this comic. And it was the first ever incarnation was the comics.
Yep.
And it was dark and gritty.
Yep.
And it was not like for kids.
Right.
It was
not at all.
Four adults.
They killed people.
Killed people.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So the comics took off and they created
an 80s cartoon television show.
I remember that. Created by Deke.
D-I-C.
Deke.
Deke.
I remember the cartoon.
And the cartoon is unwatchable.
Yeah.
As a kid, greatest thing ever.
Didn't they have a new one? They just revamped it.
The new one's good.
Really?
Nickelodeon? Really fucking good. Good sense of humor, everything like that. You can tell it's people that loved Ninja Turtles growing up, but want to put a modern take on it. Really good. But what created the 80s television show, they couldn't have all the swearing and this adult stuff.
Yeah.
They had to make it for kids. So, like, I recently, a couple years ago, bought the first season, and I popped it in, and I was, like, all excited, right? I'm sitting there, like, with my popcorn. I'm ready to enjoy.
Yeah.
Classic.
Because you weren't eating pizza. That's why it didn't make you happy.
No. First episode came on, I was like, this is terrible. Like, I understand why I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
Cannot watch. Like, there's some shows that were made for kids that adults got.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This was made for kids, for kids. Just, like, no one else is going to enjoy this but kids.
This is really weird going back to when movies that as a kid, like, mm-hmm. I haven't thought about that in a long time. But there was a movie that came out called Ben, and that was about the rats.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
Michael
God,
Jackson
yes.
actually sang, I think, one of the songs on the soundtrack or whatever. But that movie, when I was a little kid, made me cry. It made me cry. Yeah, Ben, watch the fucking movie. Because what happens is at the end, I think they kill this... They kill the rats, you know, because they were taking over or whatever. But there was that one rat. It was a good rat. He was like, you know. And I cried, man, as a little dude. I cried.
Do you remember Milo and Otis?
As a human.
As a human being.
Do you guys remember Milo and Otis?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. The cat and the pug?
The cat and the dog. It was a pug.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the way, like, apparently they used real animals, like, when they went over the waterfall and stuff. Like, they went through.
Oh, yeah. Okay, like, yeah.
Animals died on
are
that.
You are you serious?
You're fucking serious.
Shut up.
This was not a PETA approved production.
Holy
like,
fuck.
Did they announce
they
like
a waterfall?
Animals did die during the making of this
no.
movie?
And I think I can't remember who narrated. I gotta look it up real quick. But whoever narrated it,
God.
Just this like, you could tell that he was kind of drunk while narrating it. Like, definitely, this is
now
a
I
want to
see that
check. And
yeah, now I have to see it.
It oh my God, Milo and
slurring
Otis.
His words and stuff yeah. as he's
it was
and
an,
then that fucking cat.
It was directed by Masanori Hata.
Oh yeah, then definitely animals.
It was
died.
A Japanese movie.
They killed
especially
a dolphin in
cats.
There just for ritual.
It was released
and
in
cats and
Dudley Moore.
Oh,
Dudley
no
fucking
so
Moore
well,
narrated the English version.
Oh, no wonder he sounded drunk.
And
yeah.
some other guy did the original version, but they redubbed it. I mean, the animals never talked. It was just like
sure,
these two
sure.
animals on an adventure, and it was redubbed.
Yeah,
because
it wasn't a cartoon by any means.
No,
it
was live action,
right.
and these animals died.
Oh my
like,
God, dude.
It's... I mean,
that makes me feel really bad to watch now, but I do want to watch it now.
Animal cruelty allegations. When the film was first released, several Australian animal rights organizations raised allegations of animal cruelty
Jesus.
During filming and called for a boycott. Alleged that other animals were injured, as in one case where a producer allegedly
Too
had
much
broken
money involved.
Broke a cat's paw to make it appear unsteady on its feet.
Nice. What's this, a cat?
Boom.
I'm kidding. I'm just, Andrew has a cat that he loves to death. And I'm just being silly.
A kitten flying off of a cliff and a scene of a pug fighting a bear.
They put butter or peanut butter on the pug and here's the bear, threw it at it.
I was gonna say, well, the kitten off the cliff, they just fucking threw it.
Did they have a spiral? Or was it
it's
a whizzing around?
It's just insane, but I remember like watching that movie as a kid and being like, oh, these two animals are going on,
yeah,
an adventure.
On a little adventure.
Dudley Moore's just sitting there fucked up.
Drinking fucking
like,
martinis.
And the animals. Ha ha! Went over the cliff.
And that kitten. Whee!
Yeah.
Give me another scotch.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, how do you guys feel about...
Remakes.
Let's talk about real quick. Remakes. How we feel about remakes?
I'm trying to think. There's a couple remakes that I'm like, oh, that was good, but I can't think of them off the top of my head right now.
I can't.
So
you know, I typically will not watch a remake.
You won't watch remakes?
Typically, I don't, no.
The Thing, I think, is probably the best remake that I didn't really research it, but you told me the John Carpenter's The Thing is a remake, and I
yeah.
really love that.
John Carpenter's The Thing.
See, I didn't.
The 1980 something version is a remake.
Yeah, no, I knew it came out like in the fucking 60s or something
yeah,
when it
original.
First came out, the original. And
John
then,
Carpenter got the rights to it, redid it with Kurt Russell, and that was a remake.
Yeah.
And then there was a new remake, which is technically a prequel.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I
good?
Didn't get upset, but I didn't watch it because I already know what happened.
It's a prequel.
Yeah, see,
but
I
basically,
don't,
at
I
the
get
beginning
turned
of the
off
Thing
by
remake,
them,
which
yeah,
was
okay.
with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
the beginning of it, remember there was that helicopter and they're chasing the dog in the snow and the dog's running
yeah.
and they're shooting
oh,
at it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And they find out that the dog came from this Icelandic, you know, research team or whatever.
Right.
That's what the prequel is about, is this Icelandic
leading up to that dog.
Leading up to the dog
okay.
getting away and running towards Kurt Russell and his band of merry men.
I cried during at the end of The Outsiders.
What?
When I was a kid, yeah, when I
Warriors.
Think I was,
yeah,
was yeah I think I don't know when The Outsiders came out.
Are you thinking Warriors or
no? Outsiders? The Outsiders
with the game or the
Matt
Dillon,
fucking. Yeah. Yeah, you know
I never saw
I know
Outsiders.
What you're talking about, but it's the Warriors.
Stay Golden, Pony Boy. Stay Golden. You guys know what I'm talking.
I know. What you're
you people
about.
Know what I'm talking about. But yeah, no, I cried because it was. I'm not going to give it away, but it's
Neil, you can. It's okay.
Somebody dies at the end. It's sad.
Well, the reason why I bring up remakes is because I think they're going to turn this into a segment. Is whichever movie we watch previews. Uh-huh. That we saw for future movies.
Oh, and which ones we're excited about. Holy shit. This guy fucking whipped his dick out. He
for what?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, bitches.
They're remaking it?
They've already remade it. It's coming out in like a month.
China takes over.
China.
Well, now that makes more sense, doesn't it?
Because
before, wasn't it Russia?
Afghanistan.
Guess who's playing Patrick Swayze's part?
Who?
Thor. Motherfucker. Thor. That guy is such a beast. Look, it's PG-13, so it's not going to be as bloody as the first one. Leah Thompson isn't in it, and I had such a huge crush on her.
The one thing that kind of sold me on it, though, was the line in the trailer when the dad is like, son, do what I would do and kill this mother piece of shit. And then bang.
And bam. Which was in the original one, too.
Yeah.
Because they come out, and he's on the radio, and he's like, run! But he doesn't say, like, kill these motherfuckers. He goes, run! Stay in the hills! Just don't come back here! Shoots him in the head. This one, he's like, kill these motherfuckers!
Yeah, kill this piece of shit! Bang!
And you're just like,
Thor
is gonna tear it up!
Yeah, but there seems to be a lot more urban warfare than out in the middle of the fields, because they do that one where they pop up from under... in the field, they're running, and then they pop up. And
she takes
a corner in a back alley, and they pop up. And I was like, oh, come on, that'd have been a lot of work.
Yeah.
But that
that's cool. I'd see that, probably.
I'm excited to see it. You know what? I'm excited to see it.
Excited?
Red Dawn...
You're like, he was jerking off.
His dick came out.
Red Dawn was his dick.
Like, come on, man. You're in a theater.
Red Dawn was a good movie. I know this one's not going to meet the same standards as the original because it's not
much
rated
better
R,
production, but still.
Sure,
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's in it, too.
I
don't know how he doesn't come off as a bad guy.
He was the comedian in Watchmen. Did you see The Watchmen?
No.
What else has he been in? He's done TV.
He's in Supernatural.
I know you're talking about.
Dude, he's in this. He plays the fighter pilot that they find.
Oh,
remember in the original, they find that fighter pilot that kind of helps him out for a bit?
Yeah.
That's Jeffrey Dean Morgan! But I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan. It's just, this
so
movie,
you're jacked,
I'm stoked.
Obviously.
Well, this movie was This movie was done before Thor.
Oh, wow.
Little known trivia about this. This was done before Thor. But it was created by MGM. And it was during their whole bankruptcy thing.
Oh.
And so that and Cabin in the Woods were both done by MGM. And both of them got put on hold. And Thor's in Cabin in the Woods.
Okay, I see.
Both were put on hold until after someone bought them or whatever.
Right.
So the movies were completed, done, edited, everything. They've been sitting in the can for
just
2 years.
Just fucking like, bing.
Yeah. We're still going to see.
God
damn it, movie.
There was another preview.
I'm already
for
terrified
Mama.
Of that fucking trailer.
What is it? What?
It's, they find these girls in the woods who've been raised, they think, by themselves or a mother.
For 5 years.
Yeah.
They've been living in these, like, terrible conditions in this random, like, broken down shack in the middle of the
woods.
Yeah,
but they even show the guy finding them and there's a creature on the refrigerator.
No, that's the girl.
Oh, that's the girl?
That's one of the girls.
Oh, I was like, God,
that's the younger girl that's creepy throughout the whole preview.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So basically, this hunter guy goes into this shack, finds these two girls, takes them back to society. They find out that they have a relative, their parents are dead or whatever. Him and his new wife take them in. And the actual written
synopsis
is completely different than what the preview leads you to believe.
Yes.
The preview leads you to believe that it's going to be like these two girls trying to be raised in this supernatural element and hauntings and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the written synopsis, they agreed to adopt these two girls because it's family. But the mom, Jessica Chastain... her two kids have already died, so now when this mama figure shows up, she tries to bargain to take the two girls in order to have her dead children raised back.
Oh God!
Yeah,
yeah. That's in the written synopsis. That's not even in the preview.
No.
Like watching the preview, you're like, "This is gonna be a fucked up movie." Reading the written synopsis, you're like, "This is gonna be even more fucked up."
Right.
I do not.
I will tell you one of the best.
We're going to wrap up on this.
Yeah, the best horror movies I've seen as of late. It's a movie called The Strangers.
Oh! That's his favorite movie of all time.
I'm going to go jerk off right
it's
now.
God damn it. Tyler.
That movie's so awesome!
There has not been a...
Just open the floodgates, bitch!
There has not been a movie, though, seriously, that has come out lately that has creeped me the fuck out. The Strangers.
Well,
anybody out there has not seen it, see it. It's in a dark room.
Well, Ted,
Andrew, we're gonna have to stop it because next time you come, we will just discuss this.
Yeah. He wants to do one of that just that movie.
Well, so. We will do it.
I've seen it like four times.
I'm gonna make him watch it.
I've seen it before, but we're gonna refresh on it. I know it's
next
good.
Next Monday.
Let's do it, dude.
Next Monday, we're watching The Strangers. That's our movie, and we're fucking tied. Oh my!
Is it on Netflix?
No, I'll buy it.
No, it's on Netflix. I thought you owned it already.
Is it on Netflix?
I watched it on Netflix.
Oh, fucking shit.
Shit, no, I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't.
I'll buy it. I don't care. I'll go buy it. Guys, right. Thank you so much for joining in.
Yeah.
Over to the
we had a good time. Even though I didn't know any movies.
No, You did. You held your own very well.
He made him lose his load at the end.
I just busted my head.
I just gave him a hand job.
A little foreplay with Red Dawn and then, kaboosh! Yeah. All the Strangers.
It was.
The Strangers was the finger in the asshole. Good job.
That's what I do on podcasts, people. I jerk
Carpenter,
people
thank you so much for
thank you for
tonight.
Having me.
With my co-host, Wayne Burfine.
And with our host, Ted Evans.
Thank you for listening to Cinema Catnip. Go see a movie or something.
Thank you for listening to Cinema Catnip. To contact Ted or Wayne, email them, cinemacatnip@gmail.com, or contact them on Twitter. Wayne Burfine's @MCDS_orange, or Ted Evans, @TedEvans0107. If this is an emergency, dial 911.